I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, the view from high over the D-League. Well, 7 feet, 8 inches over it, anyway. But first, for our look at the week's news, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce, who is at Only a Game's home in Indianapolis, WFYI. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Bill, and I am perpetually high over the D-League.
You may be one of the very few people who can say that. But anyway, March Madness has certainly been mad, as they say. Among the unexpectedly early exiters were the teams featuring three freshmen at or near the top of everybody's 2014 mock draft. Joel Embiid and Andrew Wiggins of Kansas and Duke's Jabari Parker. Are these guys not so good after all?
Embiid didn't play at all in the tournament because he's got a back problem. Wiggins had a terrible game. And Jabari Parker played fairly well, even though Duke lost to Mercer. I mean, are they marking time till they get to the NBA? I don't think so. I just think they were freshmen who had a bad game.
Meanwhile, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver is on the record as wanting to raise the NBA's age minimum to 20. So is this the last time we spend March Madness watching a trio of freshmen we won't likely see again in the NCAA?
I think it may be the last time until a very talented freshman gets a very talented lawyer and beats the NBA like a drum in court.
Bloomberg Businessweek released a statistical analysis this week suggesting that the 10.5 million on-the-job hours that workers in the U.S. spend watching the first 2 weeks of the tournament contributed to office communication, which, of course, improves office productivity. So maybe we should all be getting paid to watch basketball.
Well, this is interesting because, of course, every year there's a story about the $2 billion or whatever it is that in productivity costs, quote unquote, that managing your bracket costs American business. But now we find out that it makes people more attentive to their jobs. So, ha, says I.
It's like hearing that fat is good for you after all.
That's right.
Tickets for this weekend's Sweet 16 games at Madison Square Garden are going for about $1,000 each, which is more expensive than the Final Four. How long before the NCAA just moves the whole tournament to New York City?
That's a terrific story. I'm so glad the NCAA tournament is back in Madison Square Garden and back in New York and out of football domes, which happens to be the kind of structure I'm going to be watching games in all weekend.
Northwestern University's football players, until recently known as student athletes, became employees this week, at least according to a National Labor Relations Board ruling issued on Wednesday. Does this eventually change everything, Charlie?
This is the beginning. I believe this is the beginning of the end. The current structure of college athletics, especially the current financial structure of college athletics, is untenable in the long run. It's being beset on all sides by all kinds of different pressures. And it will crack. The only question is whether the collapse will be bloody or easy. And I believe that the NCAA is putting itself on a course, just as baseball did with free agency, of sticking its head in the sand, guaranteeing that the collapse will be bloody.
Mark Cuban, owner of the Dallas Mavericks, recently said the NFL was 10 years from implosion, and he went on to say, pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered, and they're getting hoggy. And Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots, said this week that he does not agree with that assessment. So, with which of these very wealthy gentlemen do you side?
I think Cuban is wrong. I think the NFL has enough safety valves built into its structure to avoid any economic collapse. Now, if he wants to talk about, you know, professional sports and the industry he's involved in generally having some fiscal troubles, I'll listen to him.
The Philadelphia Eagles have released receiver DeSean Jackson. Jackson's only 27 years old. He's coming off a great season, but the Eagles couldn't find anybody willing to make a trade for the player known for his bad attitude, inconsistent work ethic, and ties to L.A. street gang members who've been connected to a couple of homicides since 2010. Are you surprised to see Jackson let go?
I am to an extent. You know, the whole work ethic thing, who knows what that really means, because he's certainly seen whatever his work ethic is, it didn't seem to matter on his play on the field last year. The gang connections are a whole other thing. You know, with Aaron Hernandez about to stand trial for murder, the NFL is really sensitive about the possibility of its players being linked to people who kill dudes.
Major League Baseball season gets underway this weekend. The New York Yankees no longer have the game's highest payroll. The L.A. Dodgers have taken over that distinction. Is there nothing upon which we can depend?
No, absolutely not. The L.A. Dodgers under Magic Johnson are willing to pay to win. Of course, all of them are going to be dwarfed by the one-man payroll that is Miguel Cabrera.
Oh, gosh, I know. That's remarkable. For the next 10 years, they're going to pay him $250 million.
Exactly. I think he's his own franchise.
Meanwhile, in the NHL, the owner of the Brooklyn-bound New York Islanders is in talks to sell the team. The Islanders reportedly lose $10 million a year, so I would guess the franchise would sell for a record high price.
They're going to wind up moving to Brooklyn in plastic trash bags, I think. This is really a rough spot for the Islanders to be in, especially for those of us who are old enough to remember when they were the best team in the league for an extended stretch of time.
Jeopardy host Alex Trebek is Canadian, Charlie. So how hard do you think his face hit his palm when a contestant this week answered 100-plus assists in an NHL season has been accomplished only 13 times, 11 times by this player with, "Who is Magic Johnson?"
If that's not enough to make you go face down in your poutine, I don't know what is. And you're an idiot.
Exactly, just like Saturday Night Live. Finally, Charlie, I'm going to ask you to extend congratulations on behalf of Only a Game to Katie Francis of Oklahoma City. She sold 18,107 boxes of Girl Scout cookies over a 7-week sales period.
Sports!
And you will perhaps not be surprised to learn that this is a record.
Not only is it a record, but she went flying over the bar with daylight to spare. She beat the old record by 107 boxes. Good for you, Katie Francis. And by the way, if I might point out, the senior senator from Massachusetts, Elizabeth Warren, was once a Girl Scout cookie mom in Oklahoma. So I'm just saying.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce and perhaps the political writing as well at Grantland. And, of course, he joins me each week on Only a Game. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Bill.
Peanut butter patties, feed them to your daddy. Chocolate on top, you never want to stop. Peanut butter sandwich, you don't got to be rich. Melt on your tongue, they make you feel young. Lemonades, buy some, you'll be saying yum, yum. Sweet, not sour, you could eat them every hour. Thin mints, so fun, can't buy just one. Fresh and fly, they're better than a pie. G to the IRL. Have we got something to sell? You're